Spring is here, which means it's time to start planning some hikes, getaways, vacations, and road trips.
That's right, and we're so excited for our upcoming travel this year. While our flights are booked and our car rentals are secured, a lot of our fine-tooth planning happens in the spring.
Dusty, what's our go-to source for information when we're planning our trips?
From our hikes, to the most scenic roadways, to the best spots to eat, Moon Travel is our favorite travel guidebook publisher for so many reasons.
From excellent first-hand experience from authors who are local to the areas they're writing about, to wonderful maps and great recommendations, Moon Travel Guides give the reader so much more than other travel guides on the market.
That's right. And we're so excited that this year we are again partnering with Moon Travel.
And through this partnership, through the end of 2024, our listeners can get 20% off any Moon Travel Guide when they use the code GAZE24 at checkout.
That's code GAZE24, GAZE24, for 20% off any Moon Travel Guide for any national park, for any place in the world, in Moon's entire library. Head to our show notes and check it out to see Moon's entire collection of guidebooks or go to moon.com.
So, ready to cross something off your travel bucket list in 2024?
Have a lot of great ideas for trips, but don't know how to get started or keep your itinerary organized?
Wherever your wanderings may take you or inspire you to go, Moon Travel has you covered.
Head to moon.com and use code GAZE24 at checkout to open up a world of possibilities for your next trip. Hello and welcome to Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast. I'm Dusty.
And I'm Mike. If you're joining us for the first time, Trail Mix is the short format episodes of our show. While our long format episodes explore one hiking trail and one national park, one park at a time, Trail Mix allows us to dive deeper into things we didn't get to cover in our long format episodes, including interviews, history, science, and environmental justice.
That's right. And today's Trail Mix is all about the thermal springs of Hot Springs National Park and the science behind them.
What moment of cinema from your childhood scarred you forever when it came to natural hot springs? Let's talk about Dante's Peak for a minute. Because, yeah, that movie was deeply triggering when it came to volcanology. I have to say that as millennial children, we had a lot of the world is ending disaster films that were kind of like put in front of us.
Yeah. Armageddon.
Yeah. Deep Impact. Dante's Peak,
yeah.
Day After Tomorrow.
I was about to say that.
So I feel like maybe that's why we're all just so neurotic and that's are right. Truly like, oh yeah, the world's ending. Or maybe where my darkness is informed from cinema.
Pandemic, economic recessions, 9/11. Yeah. I mean, it goes on.
And then disaster films. But specifically Dante's Peak for that scene in the beginning where this couple decide to have an amorous time in a natural hot spring and then are boiled to death. Spoiler alert.
That's right.
Boiled to death.
You know what's funny is like my mom loved that movie, mm-hmm. Dante's Peak, and she does not like scary movies. Mm-hmm. But I honestly think she liked it for the love story that was in there. That's why she watched it.
Pierce Brosnan and Linda Hamilton, right?
Oh, I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Oh, it was.
Mm-hmm. And I almost said Sarah Connor.
I remember when it came out, I didn't see it immediately. Mm-hmm. I didn't see it until it was available to rent at Blockbuster.
That
thing where I would go in to rent a movie and my mom would be like, well, just rent me something that you know I'll like. And
Dante's
I was
Peak
always renting
time.
Dante's Peak again and again.
Well, the horrors of youth and cinema aside, Final Destination 2 and that truck full of logs. While the scene in Dante's Peak was scarring, no pun intended, natural hot springs or thermal springs can, in fact, be deadly.
But before we dive deeper into Mike's darkness, territory that is not at all unfamiliar to the listeners of the show. Mm-mm. Let's first talk about what a hot spring is. A hot spring is a spring of naturally occurring hot water, which is usually heated by subterranean volcanic activity. Hot springs would be considered a geothermal feature, more specifically a hydrothermal feature, meaning heat and water.
Depending on volcanic activity and the relation to the spring, hot springs water may in fact be too hot and even deadly to bathe in, as the water would reach temperatures hotter than human beings could sustain.
Let's think for a minute about parks we have visited that have geothermal features that would most likely be unwise to touch or step foot in. Say it with us now.
Yellowstone.
Right.
That's right. The Yellowstone caldera essentially is a giant super volcano, which causes all of those lovely geothermal features we love to see when we go there to visit.
From geysers to thermal pools to mud pots, the 10,000 geothermal features of Yellowstone National Park rely on the very hot heat from the magma chambers below the surface of the park to work their magic.
If you listen to our episodes on Yellowstone National Park from season 4, you can hear all about our interactions with these various features within the park. While Yellowstone has most of the market on these geothermals within the national park system cornered, there are plenty of other parks that either have volcanic activity, hot springs, geysers, or some sort of other hydrothermal feature within the park. To help us out as we dive deeper into the hydrothermal, we're going to play a game to help you, Dusty, and the listener identify 5 other national park spaces that include hydrothermal features. Not all of these spaces are of the big 63 national parks, but are contained within the now 429 units of the national park system. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, great. For 100, while the Great Crack, East Rift Zone, and Chain of Craters are all volcanic features of this island park, Steaming Bluff and Sulphur Banks are 2 hydrothermal features therein.
What is Hawaii Volcanoes?
That's correct. National Park. Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. We visited Hawaii Volcanoes in 2019, and I believe that was in our season 2, correct?
Correct. Yeah. It opened season 2.
It does, yes. All right, for 200, this Lone Star Park, known for its dinosaurs and inclusive mountain chain, features several hydrothermal features, including Spring No. 1, Spring No. 4, and hot springs.
What is Big Bend National Park?
That's correct. Big Bend from this season. We unfortunately did not get a chance to go to the hot springs while we were there.
That's true.
Because we needed some off-road driving vehicles, and we did not have them to do that. So, womp womp.
Womp womp.
All right. For 300, this national park unit near Las Vegas, with a water level that has become dangerously low, features Black Canyon Hot Springs, Blue Point Spring, and Rogers Spring.
What is Lake Mead?
That's correct. Lake Mead National Recreation Area. Great. You're 3 for 3.
Yeah.
All right. For 400, this Pacific Northwest National Park has hydrothermal features that you will never see, as they are at the bottom of this gigantic lake within the park.
What is Olympic?
Incorrect.
What is North Cascades?
Incorrect.
What is Mount Rainier?
Incorrect.
What is Crater Lake?
Baby girl. We haven't been there, but it is a giant lake. Yes.
Great.
Yeah. I read like some stories about how like there could be like explosions in the lake based off of like water salinity and things like that. You know, the darkness that I went to.
Right.
I didn't include it here because, you know, I wanted to just leave it as a passing anecdote so people can do their own research. That was like from USGS though. So fun times. All right. And lastly, for 500. This national preserve north of Nome, and named for the crossing which first peoples traveled from Asia to North America on, contains the Serpentine Hot Springs.
What is the Arctic National Wildlife Preserve?
You're in the right neighborhood.
What is Tongass?
Named for the crossing, the land crossing.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of that.
What is the Bering? What is the Bering Land Bridge National Preserve in Alaska? I tried to give it to you in the clue without giving it to you.
No, I understand.
Yeah. So
I
sour.
No. That was a lot of inference needed for that one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. I don't believe that. But if you want to tell yourself that lie, go for it.
Oh, so she's upset.
Scalding like
she's
a hot spring
upset.
Water.
Mm-hmm. During the months of May and June, we are highlighting the work of LGBT plus outdoors in our community effort to showcase organizations who are working towards social justice, environmental action, and more inclusive public lands.
LGBT plus outdoors mission is all about connecting members of the LGBTQ plus community through the outdoors, strengthening the ties of the community, and fostering a love of the outdoors while doing so.
Along with creating community among queer outdoor adventure seekers, LGBT plus Outdoors seeks to break down stereotypes and remove barriers for the LGBTQ plus community in what is traditionally a heteronormative outdoor industry. LGBT plus Outdoors is committed to not only this, but sustainability practices in the outdoors, including environmental stewardship, inclusivity and accessibility, and collaborative partnerships.
Make monthly charitable giving a trend in your life in 2024 and help to support LGBT plus Outdoors this May and June. Visit the link in our Instagram bio for more information.
Or go to www.lgbtoutdoors.com/donation form. Bringing it back to Dante's Peak for a minute, many of the geothermal features are present within the national parks because of magma chambers or active volcanology below the surface or adjacent to the parks themselves. But this is not the case for every park or every hot spring or hydrothermal feature.
While parks like Hawaii Volcanoes, Haleakala, Yellowstone, Crater Lake, Gates of the Arctic, and Wrangell St. Elias all have volcanic links, parks like Hot Springs National Park don't. So then, why are there hydrothermal features within Hot Springs National Park?
A lot of what makes Hot Springs National Park so different is the lack of volcanology, which much of the time can give the hydrothermal features a bit of sulfuric smell.
What do you remember about the smells of Hawaii volcanoes versus the smells of Yellowstone versus the smells of hot springs?
Oh, what do I remember about the smells?
Think if we're trying to create a candle company
here. Okay, so I would say that Hawaii volcanoes and Yellowstone definitely smelled more sulfuric to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Than Hot Springs National Park. I would venture to say that, like, Yellowstone actually smelled more sulfuric than Hawaii volcanoes to me.
See, I disagree, because I think maybe my first memory is getting on the Sulphur Banks Trail and it just smelling like rotten eggs and that permeating.
But they were different smells, right? Like, I feel like I'm remembering in Yellowstone, like, the smell of, like, the
hot springs,
the geysers or the steam like coming out, and it's just like this smell was so strong.
Right.
And so I think like I'm smelling like a fresh version of it. Whereas like at Hawaii volcanoes, it was like it had been like absorbed into the ground and like it had gone through a different, I guess, process of how the smell got preserved. Mm-hmm. It's still sulfuric, but in a different way for me.
Yeah, and Hot Springs really didn't have a smell to it at all.
No.
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 Mm-mm. Where Hot Springs National Park lacks magma chambers beneath the surface to do the work that is done in so many Western parks, they make up for it in geothermal gradient.
A geothermal gradient is the amount that the Earth's temperature increases with depth. If we want to dive deep into the vault of deeply terrible disaster films, we could talk about The Core, starring Oscar winner Hilary Swank, Aaron Eckhart, and Stanley Tucci, where a team of ragtag scientists must tunnel to the center of the Earth to restart the core's flow as to avert a multitude of disasters on the surface of the Earth.
See, again, more disaster films.
Yes. Can I tell you, we have to talk about our friend Billy.
No.
Because Billy and I saw this movie in high school and were obsessed with this movie. Mm-hmm. There's a line that Stanley Tucci, I think, says where they're like, it's like the worst piece of dialogue. And Billy and I still quote it to each other constantly back and forth. It's like a joke only the two of us know. Mm-hmm. It's like, well, in order to do that, we would have to go to the center of the Earth. We can't do that. And then Stanley Tucci literally goes, but what if we could? And that's the line.
Uh-huh.
And so
I can hear it in Stanley Tucci's voice.
Yeah, and so that is what Billy and I quote all the time. Mm-hmm. If somebody says something like, well, we can't do that, we just both are like, but what if we could?
Terrible, wonderful movies aside, essentially the geothermal gradient is heat that flows from the warm interior, the core, to the surface, the crust. This has a lot to do with the different layers of the Earth and how heat is moved through conduction, a direct transfer of heat which happens at the inner core and the crust, convection, movement caused through fluid which causes hotter material to rise and cooler material to fall, which happens at the outer core and the lower and up, upper mantle, and advection, which occurs primarily in the outer mantle and crust.
Advection is also a cross between adverse and affection. Advection is often carried by fluid. For our purposes, when speaking about hydrothermal features, advection could be either taking place through magma, or as we are zoning in specifically on hot springs, national park, water.
Now that we have some science terms in place, we can chat a bit about how the water in Hot Springs National Park gains its heat.
The short of it is that the water within the park is plunging to a depth of about 7,000 to 8,000 feet. This traveled downward through the earth, and the resulting spring upward heats the water. How much? Depending on the rock that it is traveling through, typically the water is heated about 1 degree Celsius per 100 feet of travel.
Geothermal gradient, or temperature from surface to core, increases about 25 degrees Celsius per kilometer of depth. So while the layers of crust, mantle, and core gain a great deal of heat the closer they are to the center of the Earth, this transfer of heat to the waters of Hot Springs National Park is less so, as the water loses some of its heat as it bounds back up to the surface. Furthermore, in the grand scheme of how deep the water is diving, it isn't exiting the lithosphere, which includes the Earth's crust and uppermost portion of the Earth's mantle. This section of the Earth varies from 40 to 95 miles thick.
Now that we understand how the water in the park is heated, it's now time to understand the why. And for that, we have to turn to geology of the region. And for this, we can refer back to our trail mix titled The Science of the Tetons from season 4, where we talk about the different types of mountains.
The 5 different types of mountains are volcanic, dome, fault block, fold, and plateau. The region of Arkansas, where Hot Springs National Park is located, is in the southern part of Ouachita Mountains, which is in the Zigzag Range. These fold mountains were formed as 2 or more of the Earth's tectonic plates were pushed together.
The geology of the region, specifically the sedimentary layers and the angles at which they are play within the park and the surrounding area, allow for groundwater and precipitation to make its way deep into the crust of the Earth, where it gains heat over an incredible amount of time. The water that rises to the surface today fell as rain during the time of the construction of the pyramids of Egypt. Let that one sink in, everybody. The water coming up from the hot spring today that you're getting out of the hot spring tap fell as rain while they were building the pyramids in Egypt. As it begins its upward journey to the surface, it retains some of the heat from its journey to arrive heated to a temperature of around 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
From the Hot Springs National Park Geological Resources Inventory report from 2013, quote, geologic structures, including fractured bedrock, a plunging fold, and a thrust fault, create the specific conditions that allow the water to be heated at a depth and rise rapidly to the surface, end quote. And, quote, at least 4 or 5 other anticlinal structures in the area have similar geothermal potential, but there is another factor that is responsible for the emergence of the hot springs within the park rather than elsewhere, a thrust fault, end quote.
So the park itself is sort of in a Goldilocks zone, which allows for the hydrothermal features therein to exist, while the unique geology at play in this corner of the world allows for the potential for more hot springs. The added thrust fault of geology of Hot Springs National Park creates the perfect conditions for the hydrothermal environment that people have been enjoying for hundreds of years. The sources for today's trail mix include the National Park Service, the USGS, and ScienceDirect.com. This has been Trail Mix by Gaze at the National Parks, the podcast, and we're here to remind you to hike early and hike often, and that adventure is always out there.
Gaze at the National Parks was created and is hosted by us, Dustin Ballard, and Michael Ryan.
To see images from this episode, follow our Instagram at Gaze at the National Parks. To contact us, email us at gazeatthenationalparks@gmail.com. And to find out more about the parks visited on this show, visit our website, gazeatthenationalparks.com. And that's gaze, G-A-Z-E.
All original artwork featured on Instagram and on our website is by me, Michael Ryan.
All original music was written and performed by Dave Seaman and Mariella Klinger, with Sean Sklios on guitar. Our music producer is Skylar Fortgang. This episode was edited by me, Dustin Ballard.
We would also like to acknowledge that while recording this episode, that we are on the traditional and stolen lands of the Lenape people, also known as Middlesex County, New Jersey.